Good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody here today. A little bit cooler weather than we've been having. Well, every day we get up and we make choices, don't we? We choose what we will eat. We will choose what clothing we are going to wear, what we're going to do that day, what we're going to say, how we think, and how we're going to act. All day long, we are bombarded with choices. With all these choices, sometimes it's easy to say, does it really matter what I choose to do? Does it really matter which choice I make? Well, it matters to God what choice we make, the choices that we make. We see, after all, isn't he the one who gave us the ability to make choices? We see one of the first choices that God gave mankind over in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2:15. It's the choice God gives Adam and Eve. Genesis 2, chapter 15. Of course, I'm sure we're all familiar with this passage. It says, in Genesis 2, chapter 15. Then the Lord took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. Of course, we know that as we read, continue along in chapter 3, the serpent deceives Eve, and Eve takes of the forbidden fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and Adam takes there shortly after. Of course, there's great consequences for their actions, for their choice to not listen to God. Because of that, they were kicked out of the garden and had curses put upon them. Here we see that the choices we make have great effects. There's cause and effect to our choices. There's consequences for them. Adam and Eve made the choice to not listen to God, and all mankind has suffered from that choice henceforth. Just not very much farther along as we go along through the story of the Bible, Cain's presented with the choice. As we see in Genesis, just in Genesis chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. Genesis chapter 4, 6 through 8 says, so the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And it is its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Your Cain has a choice. He can rule over sin, or he can go along with it. Well, let's see what, as we all know, in verse 8, Cain chose to kill his brother. Now, Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass where they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Well, so far, mankind doesn't have a very good track record. Of course, Adam and Eve made the wrong choice. Cain chose to disobey, and he chose to sin, chose the way of sin. He chose to not rule over sin, over his anger, and it led him to kill his brother. Of course, we see that also led to him being sent away and farther away from all his family, and of course caused much more pain and suffering for him. Well, choices are throughout the entire Bible. There's many examples of choices, of good choices and bad choices that mankind has made throughout time. We should learn from them. Another big choice God puts to man is in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30, and we'll begin in verse 15. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15. Here's a question is laid before the Israelites. It says, in Genesis. I wonder if that didn't make sense. Deuteronomy 30. Verse 15, I'm sure you're there by now. It says, "See, I set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today, to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess." Notice verse 19, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. These are, therefore," he says, "therefore choose life. Therefore choose life. That both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them." Here the Israelites are presented with a similar type of question or choice from God. They had to decide whether they were going to choose life or death. Of course, blessings or cursings. Of course, we see that they, unfortunately, chose death. They didn't make good choices, and it led them to the cursings and death. However, this doesn't have to be the case. They could have, and there is examples when they chose to do the right things, then they receive those blessings. We too have a choice to make. What will we do? Which way will we go? It's kind of like you're driving down the road and you have two GPSs, say. And you're driving down the road and one says, "Turn right." And the other one says, "Turn left." And you're coming to this crossroads, and you're driving like you're running out of time, and you've got to make a choice. You've got to decide which GPS are you going to listen to? Which direction are you going to take? Of course, the one GPS we could call God, and the other GPS we could call Satan. But you may not know which one's which at the time. Because Satan has a way of making it seem like, yeah, this is what you should do. Which way will you go? Are you going to go the way of God or the way of Cain? As we know, our choices do matter, and there's consequences for our choices, as we've seen through the examples so far. Our choices are important because if we choose, the Bible is clear, not everybody is going to make it to the kingdom. If we follow God, we will. But if we choose to turn, if we make the horrible decision to turn our back on God and not repent and continue to go away from Him, the Bible says we won't make it. We won't be there. It's very important that we choose to follow God. It's not a light matter. It's very serious. So when we find ourselves making that wrong turn, listening to the wrong GPS, getting pulled away, distracted from God's way, will we turn around and make a correction and go the right way? If you think about it, what it really comes down to is one important choice. One really big important choice that each person has to make in their life. And that choice is a choice that God's very interested in what you will choose as well. It's a question we have to ask ourselves. Will I obey God or not? God wants to know because it matters to Him, because He wants to know that we love Him. And of course we know by obeying God, we're told, is the way that we show that we love Him. Just as in Deuteronomy it even said, to love the Lord your God. God wants to know, and He's watching and He's waiting for His answer. And we give Him the answer to that question to God every day, and as the choices we make and the things that we do and our actions as we go throughout our lives. And then depending on the choices and actions that we take, whether we choose to repent or not, and various other multiple choices in life, and following the way that God shows us in His inspired word, will determine whether or not we'll be in God's family and in His kingdom. Brethren, every day we make choices. And in those choices, let us choose to obey God and receive the rewards of living His way.